holidays sneak up fast, and most business owners don't think about streamlining until they're already drowning in December chaos. That's why I'm talking about it now. Stay with me because in this episode, I'm going to show you how to streamline your business operations before the holiday rush, so you're not glued to your laptop while everyone else is enjoying family time. A little planning in November sets you up for a calmer, stress-free December and an even stronger start to the new year. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the CEO Amplify podcast. I'm your host, Donna Dubay, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. This is a place where we cut through the busy work and talk about how to run your business with more clarity, more calm, and more strategy, so you can actually enjoy the life that you're building. This week, I wanted to talk with you about the holidays and really the month of December. Now, you might be wondering, Donna, why are we talking about the holidays already? It's only the beginning of November. But here's the thing. Most business owners assume they can just power through December. But that belief is exactly what keeps them glued to their laptops while everyone else is decorating the tree and enjoying family time. If you wait until December to streamline, it's already too late. Between Black Friday promos, client work, family commitments, you'll be in reaction mode, not planning mode. So I want you to have time to put simple systems in place now so that when December hits, you can actually enjoy the season instead of scrambling behind the scenes. So think of this episode as your early holiday gift: clarity, breathing room, and a plan that you can actually start today. So I want you to picture this. It's mid-December. Your family's decorating the tree, and your kids are asking you to come help with the lights. And you're on your laptop. You're responding to Slack messages. You're chasing down a late invoice. And your VA just pinged you with a question that you've already answered four times. You want to be present, but your business feels like it can't run without you. So instead of sitting back with some hot chocolate and enjoying that moment, you're stuck in the weeds. Now let's flip that and let's imagine a different version. You've already set up systems that can keep your clients happy and your contractors moving without you. You know what's saved, what's scrapped, and what's shared. You have clear boundaries around your work time, and your calendar has intentional white space. You actually close your laptop and feel good about it. That's what streamlining operations can do. It doesn't just give you your time back. It gives you peace of mind, especially in seasons like the holidays when life is already full to the brim. The American Psychological Association found that 74% of people feel stressed during the holidays, mostly because of lack of time and pressure to get everything done. Now layer on running a business and being a business owner on top of that, and no wonder December feels overwhelming. When you're stressed, your brain actually loses the ability to make good decisions. Stanford researchers call it decision fatigue, and I'm sure you've heard about this before. But every open loop, every unfinished task, every, oh, I'll get to that later, piles onto your brain and drains your energy. That's why you feel frazzled and short-tempered. But there's good news, my friends. Streamlining operations doesn't mean you need a massive overhaul. It means being intentional about what stays, what goes, and what can run without you. If decision fatigue feels like a daily battle in your business and your life, I did a whole episode on eliminating decision fatigue. It was a while back now. You'll have to go back to episode 15. But you're going to want to check that out after this one. It pairs really well with what I'm talking about today. And that brings me to one of my favorite frameworks that I use all the time in my own business, but also with my one-on-one clients. And here's how I help them. And I want you to think about your business this holiday season and see how you can incorporate this framework into what you do. So I call it the save, scrap, and share framework, the three S's. So save are the tasks that truly need you. You as business leader and CEO. These are your CEO level responsibilities. For me, that's things like setting strategy for the next quarter, having high value conversations with clients and potential clients. These are the tasks that only I can do, and they are definitely worth my time. So those are the things that I'm going to save during this holiday season. The next one is scrap. These are the tasks that don't actually move the needle. They don't actually grow my business. So let me give you an example. I don't enjoy Instagram. I don't enjoy creating content for it, and I definitely don't enjoy stories or reels. And when I looked at my data, the sales and the conversions definitely aren't coming through that channel. So I scrapped the whole I need to keep up with the algorithm hustle, and instead I created a simple grid. It's 12 posts, if you will, that act like a homepage for me and my services. When I had this done, it was such a relief. I no longer need to think about posting on Instagram. But if someone lands on my Instagram to check out what I'm doing, they're going to see those 12 posts, which gives them a good story, start here, and all the things that I'm up to and the things that are important to me. That setting up that grid just reduced my mental load instantly. And I now had energy that I could put here into my podcast and into my blog, the channels that are actually driving results in my business. So I want you to think, what are you currently doing that doesn't move the needle that you can think about scrapping? And the last one is share, the task that someone else can do 75 to 80% as well as you. And this is where delegation comes in. I remember one of my clients used to write and approve every single social caption herself. And yes, of course, this was taking her a lot of time. So once we set up a clear process and we were able to train and mentor her VA, she could hand that task off. And she reclaimed 5 hours a week just in December. Think about it, 5 hours a week in the busiest time of the year. How could you use those 5 hours? Many, many ways. So this framework, I know it sounds really simple, and it is. But when you apply it with intention, it changes how you show up. And this is exactly the kind of clarity that I help business owners find in our coaching sessions. Deciding what's truly yours and what needs to get off your plate. All right, so now once you've cleared up what's on your plate, you need systems that quietly run in the background. I like to think of systems as a slow cooker, and here's why. I don't know about you, but I use my slow cooker all the time. And a big reason why I do is because it's reliable. I chop, chop, chop. I put the things in there. I turn it on, set it for 8 hours, and forget it. It cooks my dinner, my family's dinner, every time I put it in there. Okay, a couple of times, my fault, I forgot to actually turn it on. So yes, you do have to turn it on. But once it's on, it reliably cooks the dinner. It's done when I need it. Scoop it out. It's on the table. Little bit of prep in the morning, toss everything in and walk away. No scrambling, no stress when it comes to dinner time, right? That's exactly what systems can do for your business. They let you prep once and let the process take over. So as an example, client onboarding does not need to have 15 back and forth emails and 33 steps. A simple automated sequence with canned responses and a checklist can make it seamless. Same with payments and invoices. We can use automation so we're not chasing down money over the holidays. And time blocking, that's like setting your slow cooker on a timer. Protect your family time on your calendar the same way you'd protect a client call. And if you're looking at me thinking, I don't know if this is going to work, Donna, there's actually research to back this up. Stanford studies show that reducing small daily decisions actually increases our mental energy for those bigger strategic ones. So that means when you have systems running in your business, you're not wasting brain power on repetitive tasks. And this is what I love helping my fractional DOO, Director of Operations clients with: simple, repeatable systems that give them back hours every single week. All right, I want to move into something which I call growth versus maintenance tasks. And you may have heard me talk about this before, but it is an important side of what we do. And I see a lot of business owners getting stuck here. They're spending 80% of their time on maintenance tasks instead of growth tasks. So maintenance tasks that keep the lights on, that keep your business running, checking emails, tweaking Canva designs, scheduling posts, putting out little fires. These tasks feel urgent, but they don't drive the business forward. Let me say that again. These tasks feel urgent. They scream the loudest, but they don't drive the business forward. Growth tasks, on the other hand, are the ones that create long-term impact. Things like designing a new program, building a referral system, setting up a collaboration that brings in clients all year, joint ventures, partnering with someone else, networking. All of these things create longer-term impact. So the myth is that answering emails and tinkering in Canva keeps your business running. The truth is, those things keep you stuck in operator mode while growth is slowly slipping through your fingers. When we look at the math, one growth task that brings in 3 new clients is worth more than 20 maintenance tasks that just shuffle papers around and click things off your checklist. I talk about this a lot in my CEO score framework. I encourage business owners to literally track where their time goes. Are you spending more hours on those $10 and $100 tasks or on those $1,000 tasks? Because that's the difference between staying stuck and actually scaling. And I'll be honest, for most of the clients I work with, this is one of the hardest shifts that they have to make. They're so used to being the operator that they almost feel guilty stepping into their CEO role. But the truth is, growth tasks need your leadership. That's what your team can't do for you. So I want you to ask yourself, if you only had 5 hours this week, 5 hours to devote to your business, Would you spend it on emails and Canva tweaks? Or would you map out a Q1 strategy that positions you for growth? This is exactly where I come alongside my clients. Sometimes it's hard to even know what counts as growth versus maintenance when you're so stuck in the weeds. And this outside perspective often is what's needed to flip the switch, to get you thinking differently. And if you're listening and you're like, oh, but Donna, I don't even know how to prioritize everything. Everything feels urgent. I walked through a step-by-step method for how to do this back in episode 115. And it's a great companion to what we're talking about here. So you can go check it out when you're done. All right. Finally, let's talk about giving yourself the gift of actually unplugging this holiday season. When's the last time you were actually able to do that? Totally unplug and enjoy the season and the family time. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to create a proactive, quote unquote, exit plan. No, you're not exiting your business. An exit plan for the holidays. Because being reactive is what burns you out. And being proactive is what gives you freedom. So this exit plan means you communicate clearly with your clients and your team about your availability. You draft a simple if-then playbook so your team knows what to do without asking you. For example, if a client has a tech issue, then email our support person. If there's no space on my calendar on Tuesdays, then move it over to my overflow on Friday. See what I'm saying? If then, so the team knows what to do without having to ask you. It means automate progress updates so your clients feel cared for even when you're not in your inbox. And it means deciding your work windows in advance, when you're going to work and when you're going to have time off. For me, I usually block the last 2 weeks in December off. The systems I have in my business keeps things moving and my clients feel supported without me logging in every day. When I do this work with clients, it's like watching a weight lift off their shoulders. They realize that they really can step away and that the world isn't going to end. And that, my friends, that's the power of proactive planning. So here's the big takeaway that I really want you to get out of today's episode. Streamlining your operations now in November sets you up for a December that feels calm instead of chaotic. It's about saving the right tasks, scrapping the ones that don't matter, and sharing what you don't need to carry. Putting those slow cooker systems in place so your business keeps running without you constantly checking in. Clients who have done a focus and freedom roadmap session often tells me it feels like a weight has lifted because they finally have a plan they can trust. And if you're listening and you think, I know I need to do this, but I don't want to wait until I'm already drowning in December chaos, then this is exactly the right time to book a focus and freedom roadmap session. In this 60-minute session, we'll roll up our sleeves and look at your business together. We'll identify where you're stuck in operator mode. We'll highlight the bottlenecks and create a simple, check-offable plan so you can step into the holidays and, quite frankly, the new year, feeling focused, proactive, and free from the constant firefighting. If this sounds like the relief that you've been craving, I would love you to head over to the show notes. I'll put the link there so you can book your Focus and Freedom Roadmap session today. Alrighty, friends, thank you for listening. I hope this gave you some food for thought to think about how can I streamline for a stress-free holiday. Take care, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. it would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.